Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight, we are discussing the ongoing voter registration exercise.
The biometric voter registration, or BVR, that is being done through fingerprint registration and facial recognition technology kicked off last month, but began in earnest this week in what the authorities are describing as a blitz.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora will not be voting, but tonight we want to hear and discuss what Zimbabweans living all over the world are saying about the voter registration exercise.
Some Zimbabweans in South Africa are calling on the authorities to set up registration centers in that country, although it seems unlikely that the government will relent.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6069 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Ngambe Zulu kandaba siyahlangana njalo lamhlanje kuhlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lokubhalisela ukuvota i-biometric voter registration. Sikhangela ikakhulu izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kumagumbi amane omhlaba, lingali ngapi, liseNigeria, South Africa, Liberia, kumbe phandle kweAfrika khona ngapho kobo Australia, France, Germany. Siyalamukela sithi asixoxeni ngodaba lokuvota. Siyazi ukuthi iningi belifuna ukuthi livote lisemazweni lapho elingalihlala khona, kodwa siyazi ukuthi uhulumende kasakuvumelanga lokho. Yikho ke bayakhuthazwa abayenelisayo ukuthi bayekhaya bayibhalisa amagama abo kuluhlu lwabavoti. Kodwa ke sifuna ukuzwa lamhlanje ukuthi lina lithini ngalokho, Blessing.
Onguka hamwadiwa sezviri kutaurwa naChris apo, nhasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitarisa chirongwa chekunyoresa kuvota. Sangano iro Zimbabwe Electoral Commission ratotanga chirongwa ichochi kuti vanhu vange vachizokwanisa kuvhota musarudzo dzegore rinoya, nekuti pari kuumbwa gwaro idzva revavhoti raishandiswa kare kubva 1980 riri kunzi iro hatichashande, pakushandiswa idzva reBVR richishandisa michina yechizvino zvino. Asi kune mhuri yeZimbabwe iri kunze kwenyika zvinenge zviri kuti netsei, nekuti sangano reZimbabwe Electoral Commission riri kuti iro harisi kuzoenda kunze kwenyika kunonyoresa vanhu kuti vange vachikwanisa kuvhota. Nhasi ndatotaura nasachigaro weZek amairita makarao vachiti kana kuine vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuda kuti vange vachivhota musarudzo dzegore rinouya, chavanofanira kuita kufumbata jongwe muromo vakananga kuZimbabwe vokwira ndege vononyoresa kuti vavhote, nekuti hapana vanhu veZek vari kuenda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana, kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana vachienda kunonyoresa vanhu kuvhota. Kunyange hazvo vamwe vachiti ikodzero yemunhu wese kuti ange achivhota, uye vemudiaspora Chris vachitiwo aiwa isu kana papanyaya dzebeg dzemari tinotumira mari yakawanda kuZimbabwe, nekudaro tinenge tichida kuti tipuwoo kodzero yekuti tinge tichivhota. Asi Zeki iri kuti pari zvino hazvikwanisiki. Kana munhu achida kutoti avhote anotofanira kuti adzokere kuZimbabwe.
Yes, Blessing, before we go to our guests and callers tonight, we have a brief interview in which Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Governor John Manguja, who was here in Washington, D.C. this week, speaks to Studio 7 reporter Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Governor Mangunjika, you're here in Washington. What brings you here?
We're here to attend the annual general meetings of IMF and World Bank, which is in line with the requirements of those institutions. We are governors and deputy. I'm the other governor of IMF, and the Minister of Finance is the governor of the two institutions. So we are there to attend the meetings, which we discuss about the world financial trends, where the economy is going, the state of the world economy. And as you know, the world economy is expanding, and so is also the Zimbabwe. So when the world economy is expanding, the economy is also expanding.
You're here at a very interesting time where your office in the Reserve Bank has really been under fire, especially in the last weeks where we saw the rate of the bond note going down. And a lot of people have been saying, you said if the bond note is not performing well, you were going to resign. What's the position?
Thank you. The bond note is not the issue in Zimbabwe. The fundamental issues in Zimbabwe is the shortage of foreign exchange. Foreign exchange has become the major determinant factor of production. You need foreign exchange for purpose of importing fuel, for purpose of importing cooking oil, for purpose of importing electricity, and for purpose of importing feedstock for the manufacturing sector. What you need to know, Marvelous, is that the Zimbabwean economy is growing. Because Zimbabwean economy is growing, so are the requirements for foreign exchange. You are aware that we adopted the SI 64 for localization production, it's more like import substitution. But that policy requires more foreign kinds for imports. If you look at also the grain, this year with the Abamba harvest, and that Abamba harvest, the downside risk are that we need more bags of maize, and those bags need to be imported, and also the raw materials to make the bags. So the reasons why there are premiums of foreign currency in Zimbabwe is it shows that it's a scarcity premium between the foreign currency required to run the business and foreign currency available.
Thank you. That was Dr. John Manguja, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe governor, talking there to Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye right here in Washington, D.C. But back to our topic of the day. Today we are talking about the biometric voter registration exercise currently taking place in Zimbabwe, and it's continuing until January the 15th. So if you haven't registered and you are in Zimbabwe, you still have a bit of time, but the sooner the better. Blessing, I understand we have one of our guests.
Yes, our first guest is Dr. Victor Chimutu, who is at the moment domiciled in Norway. Dr. Chimutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
We are doing great. Of course, Dr. Chimutu is with Zimbabwe Yadzoka, Maibuye is Zimbabwe, an organization in Zimbabwe that is actually encouraging people to go and register and vote in next year's elections. Chris, you can fire away.
Yes, Dr. Chimutu, if I recall very well, you had some put some measures on the ground to kind of keep a track of the political upheavals taking place. Could you give us an update before we get into the crux of things?
Yeah, I think there are a number of organizations that are monitoring the issue of political violence or those incidences. And there is a tool actually by being funded or run by Citizens Initiative, which is also diaspora-based. And I think you know this is called ZISO. Oh, yes. So this is another tool that is being used to monitor those incidences. But also as a movement, Zimbabwe Yadzoka, we have got structures all over Zimbabwe. We have got structures in all political districts, in all wards, and in all provinces. Actually, you can find our membership. So we keep track, physical track, because every time we get reports of different incidences in our forums. And when we do get these incidences, we also report these to other organizations that actually document these incidences. And, of course, it's a little bit worrying because those incidences are on the increase, and especially from Mashingo province. That's where we are getting a lot of incidences, and that are politically motivated. So we have to keep an eye on this, and we encourage all citizens, we encourage our membership, Zimbabwe Yadzoka, and other civic groups to keep an eye on it. And also we encourage the law enforcement agencies, you know, to deal with these issues in a non-political, non-partisan manner.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. But now turning to voter registration, what is your organization doing to encourage Zimbabweans to vote?
The organization is, as you know, this is a very grassroots organization. And we are in both in Zimbabwe and in the diaspora. So I will actually start with what our comrades on the ground are doing in different provinces. So our comrades, what they are doing actually now, what is their daily bread, is to go out to mobilize citizens to go and register. And we also have actually, you know, in our forums, they've actually launched kind of a challenge where those who have actually registered have to post, you know, their, you know, the certificate or kind of a receipt to show that they've registered. And what we are also encouraging our membership is that at least for them, we know they are going to register because they participate in political processes. So the emphasis has to go to those people who are reluctant to participate, because it's a little bit worrying that we are getting a lot of those people who have lost trust, mm-hmm. you know, in the system and who doesn't seem to be enthusiastic to participate, you know, in these coming elections. And those are the people that we are targeting, also including, you know, the millennials, you know, the youth, this demographic of young people. Who also, I mean, worldwide, of course, don't generally vote, you know, in elections. So we are particularly targeting on this group, and we have launched a campaign that specifically focuses on this group, age group, which is called Rimakire Zama Voter Campaign. In other words, it means decide your destiny by voting. So, and to express this campaign, we are using tools like music, you know, this dancehall music, and also kind of reggae, this genre that resonates with this age group. And we see a lot of excitement that is coming through, and we see a lot of young people also participating in our youth forums. So I think it's working, but, you know, it's something that we have to keep on encouraging, you know, each other, other civic organizations, and you know, all Zimbabweans, let's do our part, because elections next year, these are watershed elections. It's not going to be an election that is just going to be Zimbabwe. It's going to be Zimbabwe against the Mugabe dynasty. So this election has got actually a lot of things on stake, and our future is at stake here.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
Yes, thank you so much. Just stay on the line. We have another guest, and that is Ngabuto Nicholas Mabena. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Evening to you and to the listeners.
Thank you. Good evening. Mr. Mabena, we understand there is some kind of movement in South Africa where people are saying we need to have registration centers in South Africa. How big is that movement, or is just social media, you know, people just posting stuff on the social media?
You will recall that sometime last year, political parties, civil society came together to launch what is called the Diaspora Vote Campaign. Its main aim is to ensure, or is to appeal to the Zimbabwean government to assist or to come and register Zimbabweans that want to participate in the electoral process who are based in South Africa and other neighboring countries. So the campaign has been driven by these political parties and the civil society in consultation and in conjunction with the civil society formation in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, so far, there's nothing that has come out of that. As we are aware that the voter registration is now ongoing in Zimbabwe, and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has said They don't have capacity to come and register Zimbabweans that are here. They are saying every Zimbabwean in the diaspora that wants to register to vote, whether in South Africa, Namibia, in Botswana, wherever you are, you need to go to Zimbabwe and register. This is very difficult for a number of reasons. Firstly, it is a costly exercise for people that work in the diaspora to go register and also go and vote on the day of the elections. Secondly, a number of people will not get time off from their workplaces to go register and vote on the day of voting. But more critically in the context of Zimbabweans that are in South Africa, as you know, that the voter registration coincides with the renewing of permits. The focus in South Africa is now more on the renewal of permits. People are more concerned about securing their future in South Africa by applying for these permits and pushing back the issue of voter registration on the back burner, which in our view is very, very disappointing for lack of a better word, but that's the reality, that people are more focused on the registration of permits as opposed of trying to go and register to vote.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Mabena, why should Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora seek to vote?
Zimbabweans play a critical role in the development of the Zimbabwean economy. We know that the country is sustained, the economy of the country is sustained by people that are in the diaspora. Particularly, we will recall during 2007-2008 when we had nothing in the shops, foodstuffs was coming from Zimbabweans that work in the neighboring countries. Even now, during cash shortages, it is the diaspora that send their monies to assist in Zimbabwe, to assist the families and so forth. So, we know also that the government of Zimbabwe is trying to tap on the diaspora to contribute in some business projects in Zimbabwe. So it is therefore important that if the diaspora are playing this critical role, they also should participate in the decision-making, that is, in the election of the leadership, to say who should constitute the future government of Zimbabwe. If that happens, you also have those Zimbabweans in the diaspora that will want to go back and contribute their skills in Zimbabwe. We know that there's been a brain drain around health professionals, teaching professionals, and other professionals who, unfortunately, are not practicing their professions in the diaspora. So once the country is stabilized politically, economically, they are willing to go back in Zimbabwe. This is why it is critical that they also participate in the decision-making of the country.
Thank you so much. I think, Chris, we have our first caller. Tinamkoma Jason. Magadi Mkoma Jason.
Tino Magadi Mkoma.
Aywa, Tirinani. Muruku South Africa kupi?
Tugu Jobek.
Okay, pa Jobek up. Because when we start South Africa, we Jobek, anti Chris.
Yeah,
right.
The Farahune, Tinam Churu, what Tim Bunzanguta, Nyae, Kuriki, Sakurgitka, Zimbabwe. Now, who will be the deputy to go on a second door, Utunga Miracle, Regis, Savan, Pagovota, Asi, Akuno, Ere, Pangura, Machetevuti, Pavanga, Vaki, Regis, Sakovota, you are known as the service like Manan Government Organization, Asiri. Government, you cannot see them in opposition. Vanga, like you want, he's with the Ganabuti Panem now, the Mataka Panemo, who grants the Atinapet of Regista, the Zo, who's voting to vote up constituency, Syria, Kia, Regista, but is Ika Pandiri, Tanguva, Meteor, Regista. There's not an Akuka's strong or Rogane, government, Zawiti, Zimbezo, there's a Rika, Zarafan, and there's a Skrika on Ababai. Vaiti kira izvo asikuti zvikitwa kuna vanhu vakawanda vamwe vaitwa kubva vaya vatadza kunovhota kutanzana pekutanga vachidzorwa nekuti hamuna mapepa akakwana
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jason nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda. I think Chris you heard from Jason is concern is on transparency, and is also saying that with the problems that are being reported, he's saying, you know, you might ask your employer to say, I want to go to Zimbabwe so that I can go and register, but you go there, then there are all these problems that you might encounter. It might be an exercise in futility, Chris.
Especially, can you imagine someone flying all the way from the United States and you and can't you, register?
You have problems.
Yeah. We have another caller. Blessings. Hello, Dube. Ose Namibia. Dube, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga. Kanti kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila Dube, unjani wena?
Hayi, mina ngiride.
Yeah, ungapi kweNamibia?
Endaweni okuthiwa kuse Oshakati.
Ah, okay. Kukhatshana le Okavambo.
Hayi, Oshakati ikuvambo le, ndiyabula kuthiwa Okavambo, kuthiwa kuse
Oh, iVambo le.
Ikona ngale about 700 usuka eVindini.
Ah, okay. Hayi, siyathaba ukwamukela. Ungasipha imbono yakho.
Mina akande ngifuna ukukhuthaza nje ezinye izihlobo zami ezingaphandle kwelizwe abase-South Africa abasenamibia okwanisayo wasambeni sebhalise uvota yeke kunzima nxa uye ukhuluma ngokuthi ukuthi uyebhalisa nje ucele ekhiweni kuza futhi ukuthi uyecela futhi ukuyavota abanye akwenzi ngoba kuyachiyana ngendawo esiyabe sikizo kodwa abayenelisayo asambeni sebhalisa siyevota labasekhaya ikakhulu abasekhaya asambeni siyevota yazi ukuvota yinto nje sesiphiwa amandla thina uzulu weZimbabwe ukuthi sikhethe ilakusasa leZimbabwe esithi kunzima esikhala ngakho kumbe amagetsi kumbe akulamanzi kumbe imigwaqo njengenkayi ukusuka kumlawo siyenkayi mina ngisuke endaweni okuthiwa kusebharange esilowela duze le-cross road ugwaqo wangikhona but leli yilithuba lokuthi umuntu sizikhethele ikusasa yalowo mgwaqo so abakwanisayo asambeni siyevota abasekhaya ikakhulu lanxa kuthiwa kuyathisa yeye kuyabiselwa emuva akusoze kube lula vele ukukhululela izinto ikusasa ofuna kube yikho khona akusoze kwenze lula so ngiyakhuthaza abanye ukuthi kunzima kunjalo asikhuthaze nini siyebhalise ukuvota njalo sibhalise nxa sesibhalisile sivote singavota sidifend ivoti yethu
hayi kuyezwakala limqotho lelo Dube sibongile ube lobusuku obuhle
ngiyabonga kani
blessing that is Dube there from Namibia and he says you know he's encouraging everyone to go who is able to he says of course it's not easy but he you know he puts it like it's not just voting but you know changing what people want to be in their favor.
Let's go back to Dr. Chimutu. Dr. Chimutu, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now Dr. Chimutu, will it be fair to introduce the diaspora vote, for example? ZANU-PF is arguing that you know it cannot campaign in some countries like America I think if Mr. Mugabe comes here to the United Nations, he has to just travel within a radius of about 25 miles. He cannot come to Washington, D.C., for example, to campaign and go to other states because of the sanctions. And as a result, the party is saying it will not be fair. What's your take on that?
No, as usual, you know, that's a double standard from ZANU-PF because I think you and I know that we always see them, you know, boasting about their diaspora chapters, you know, in different places, including in UK. They claim to have a big, you know, chapter there. So if they have those lots of supporters that are already outside, why then are they stifling, you know, the need for people in the diaspora to vote? Secondly, they also expect, you know, the people of the diaspora, and there are these current talks that, you know, people in the diaspora have to significantly contribute, you know, to the economy. And virtually, it's the diaspora, you know, remittances that are sustaining the economy in Zimbabwe. And so if people in the diaspora are playing that critical role, then they also have to participate in political processes, including voting. So I don't think ZANU-PF has got a very good reason to deny people in the diaspora to vote for those reasons that I have actually mentioned, but also for the reason that, you know, it's a right for every Zimbabwean, you know, to cast their vote. And they know that the diaspora can and must vote, but they just don't want to facilitate, you know, the people in the diaspora to vote, let's say at embassies or at designated stations. So it's not about this argument about them not getting access, you know, to their constituents or to campaign. It's a fallacy, you know, it doesn't exist. It's just like a double standard as usual. Mm-hmm. And because first and foremost, every Zimbabwean must vote, must cast their vote as per our constitution, and they have to respect that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Chris. I think we have another caller. Vamukori ku UK. Magadi. Vamukori?
Yeah, Mukori Wilbert.
Magadi enyu.
Wilbert, Magadi warume.
I want to know. Mkuma Wilbert, sipe ufungwa zenyu.
Pfungwa zangu ziri pakuti ipo, atisungura bachidzokora chinhu chimwe chete here apa.
Mhm.
Because 2008 particularly showed the ZANU-PF's ability to rig election is beyond doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't forget my reform up.
Mm-hmm.
You must implement my reform before the next election in 2018. Afana my reforms akaitwa. MDC vanotenda pachaonga afana my reforms atakaita. Kuinda kuma elections futi pasina ma reform hatisikodzokodza chinhu chimwe chete here.
Mhm. Saka poitwa sei manje nekuti pamupandakamboteerera Professor Moyo wakati we cannot reform ourselves out of power.
Ehe. So saka isusu todini tongoramba tichingo tichingoenda kuma elections kwachona uchindo nyimwa mavotes. Because part, I mean, there are Amazon, even Anga Dakina Kuku Zimbabwe. But in the day, Kimanom Kumanga, Haida Kuzimbabwe, Kundo register of voter last time.
Mm-hmm.
He was lucky to register. Focusing on the voter, his name was not there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the lack of the will to vote. Mm-hmm. The lack of the will is there. But because ZANU-PF has got this capacity to rig the elections, you denied the vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should go back to what Sadak recommended in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Do not participate in elections without the reforms.
Mm-hmm. I want no tender skuru. Mkoma Wilbert, nefungwa zenyu.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think Chris, you heard what Wilbert is saying there.
Mm-hmm.
No reforms, no elections.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Blessing, maybe... before we go to our guest there, Mr. Mabena, let's just play a short video, and you know, that shows where people can go and register. Yes, a blessing for the benefit of our radio listeners that there was a promo that we have put up on our website. So if you can go to www.voashona.com or www.voaindebele.com or www.voazimbabwe.com, you'll see all the details about where you can go and register to vote.
Of course, now, Chris, we can introduce our third guest, Daniel Molokele. He's in the diaspora, but he has decided to take a different route. He has indicated to me that he's going to run as a member of parliament. Daniel, good evening.
Yes, good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tell us more about your desire to go back to Zimbabwe and campaign and run for political office.
Yes, everyone who's followed my life knows that I was supposed to be in Parliament in the year 2000. I could have been the second youngest MP in the history of Zimbabwe. In 1999, I helped to set up the MDC. When I was one of the student leaders in the country, I had a big fight with the likes of Job Sikala, Len Mojongwe, the late, about my decision not to contest in 2000. But it was informed by the fact that coming out of campus without any kind of experience in life, with a girlfriend still having studies on campus, it would have been not a very, very wise or practical idea in that context at 24 years old. So I said I needed to have experience in life, and I got involved mostly with legal practice and civil society, and forced by circumstances to leave the country, even though I still wanted to be in Zimbabwe, but my wife left the country and I was forced to leave the country. I'm straight legs kicking. But everyone who has followed my life in the past 15 years knows that even after leaving university, I've been actively involved as a civil society leader, starting in Bulawayo, and then now I'm recognized as a civil society leader across Africa. And I recently won an award in July to sort of confirm the contribution I've done for African civil society.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Chris.
Yes, Mr. Molokela, welcome to the show, and it's been a while since I last spoke to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's been a very busy year, and in March I made the decision when I visited my hometown, which is Wange. That's where I was born. That's where I grew up. I spent my entire childhood there until I left for boarding school at secondary school. I was approached by elders, including my primary school headmaster. I was approached by young people, residents of Wange, to say, why shouldn't I consider running for office as one of Wange's most famous sons? So I consulted with my family, friends, and networks. And since March, I've been on the ground in Wange. So I'm thinking now is the time to tell the world, knowing that there's a campaign team in place in Wange, a campaign team in South Africa. So the campaign has gathered momentum. I've already traveled to Harare in June. I met the leaders of the party. I spoke to the president. I had a one-on-one meeting with him and told him in June. I met the vice president and other leaders. Those I couldn't meet, I phoned them, the party, other deputy presidents and the chairman and everyone else. So I'm just going to avail my CV for consideration for the primary elections and see how it goes from there.
And tell you what, you are going to have a big run for your money, because I'll also, that is my home district, and I'm also considering that. I'm just joking, blessing.
Of course, you know, me and Daniel, we go a long way as student leaders, and you know, I'm one of those who was shocked as to why
he didn't run. Yeah, then. Even me, I was shocked then.
It's good that you have decided to lead from the front. Tinemwe mtereri, vama vuso, magadi.
Kuru magadi zenyu.
Aiwa, tiripo, tipeo, fungwa zenyu.
Koma hindi nozwa kunyanya obatikana na kushushikana linye situasye nipatiri parizino. Ni kuti chakanyanya kukoshe sa zikuru pama nyayama elections. Inyaye voter registration. Amongst all the things, my campaigns and everything, the most important thing is registration. Well, that's the only thing which is going to determine are you going to vote or you are not going to vote. Saka chandani kumbirisa ndechekuti vanhu ava vatotanga kutoriga as we speak right now. Because vanhu vavo, as I see, vakatogadzirwa zvese kungosvika chingoda 2 seconds atonyosa tobuda toenda. Ende mukazoita vanhu vanoma NGOs vari kuongorora ma elections vanokudzoserwa. If you interview those people vanenge vauya vachizorejista kuri kudzoserwa, havamo mu elite yebato riri kutonga. Vari kuopposition, ndo vanhu vari kuvharirwa kunze. Saka ndopatitanga nyaya yese ipapapa. Pozoita nyaya yekunzi nyaya yakatangira pakuti vanhu varikunzi vari kunze kwenyika maregistration centers aregeriswa munong trigo vota isiri kunze. Saka iyo imwe nyaya yakaitika yekuti vakakwanisa kuti vagone kubata vanhu vakawanda kuti vasavhote. Saka chimwe chikumbiro chandari nacho ndechekuti vedwei tiri kusevenza tiri kumabasa izvozvi tiri kusouth africa upenyu hwatinorarama hwakaoma but chikuru ndechekuti home is best. Tadii tati tese tiri munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana especially south africa tiri kure muri kuuk munyange muri kure muna naamerica muri kure isu tiri mudhuze tadii taedza kutite maplans ekuti tione kuti dai tagona kuregista kune vari kuna south africa nana botswana nemunambirwa dhuzedhuze ngatigonei kuti tiinde tinoregista kana taona zvakaoma vanhu havane maplans ekuti vari kutivharira kunze mumatowns vanoziva kuti mastrongo dzeopposition ini izvozvi ndiri kuti anoregista but ndozva kuti ndikaenda kutown handinovhoti because zvakaoma saka ndiri kutoroka kufaikutazi yangu kemafuta pandinoenda ndosvika kutown handiregisti ndoida kumusha kuda sabhuku ndomigira faikutazi kemangu kemafuta whatever is needed there ndechimunyengerera kuti handitendere zviite nyore chete kuti ndivhote ndichitsigira zvi zvaanenge achitaura but musi weelection day ndiri kuziva pane vhoti yangu. Saka chandiri kuona hangu chakanyanya kukosha ndechekuti dai vanhu vee tarega kuve nepfungo yekuti vanhu havanoriga historical register kuvhota dai tavezve nepfungo yekubvisa pfungo yekuti tinoonekwa December paborder tiri kuita stampede especially pabed bridge paplanta stampede vanhu they are going to enjoy only 2 days zvechristmas 1 day yenew year that's 3 days for the whole year. But tozoshayikwa kuti taita stampede yekunoregister vote yekunoita voter registration something that is going to determine the rest of our lives in the lives of our kids vatiri kugarira musango kudai tiperera kubhadhara mari school fees. Saka chikumbiro changu handiri kumbira kuti whilest isusu vanhu vamwe tiri pasi tichiedza zvese zvatingagona kana uri kutauni ikoko warambidzwa imbotiraiwo kuenda kumazevha kwaunaona kwazvinyori imbotiraiwo kupinda umwe vari imomo vanhu ivavo vemusangano uchingoita wose umwe wavo ukwanise kuregista achiende kuvhota
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma mavhuso
mukoma
tinotenda zvikuru
zvakanaka ishe hamupote muchitifonerawo nguva ndo yaita diki asi vanhu ngavakoshese kuvhota kuregistration ndo yakakusha kudarika zvimwe zvinhu zvese
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Chris
vari kumataun avo vari kurambidzwa kuregista ngavambonotiraya kumaruzevha iko kumasabhuku vaende vachinotora kana ari makadzi emusangano ngavatore
voregistratinotenda
asi vachidziva pane vhoti yavo
oraiti mukoma mavuso regai titore vamwe vateereri tinotenda zvikuru of course you heard him clearly Chris is saying that people should not say the election is going to be rigged and then they don't register. He's encouraging all Zimbabweans to register. Chris.
Yeah, Blessing, before we go to Mr. Ngabuto Mavena, let me read just a few lines from the MDC. The spokesman, Mr. Obed Gudu, sent a communique this morning in which he is talking about the voter registration exercise. He says, throughout the country, people are turning out to register to vote in their numbers, but the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, with the assistance of ZANU-PF, are making frantic efforts to snuff out the national craze through unnecessary bureaucracy and a deliberate creation of chaos. The MDC is seriously disturbed by the slowness of the process in serving prospective registrants, which can only point to a desperate attempt to blight the growing national enthusiasm to register to vote, says the statement. And he adds, however, we are heartened mm-hmm. by the spirit of Zimbabweans who are exhibiting a lot of patience with this law process, showing their eagerness to exercise their democratic right to vote, a right that was at the center of the country's liberation struggle. And he goes on and on. Mr. Ngabuto Nicholas Amabena, what is your take on all that's happening, especially we are hearing that, there are a number of frustrations. Are these work-related frustrations, or this is something to do with rigging, do you think?
Well, we know that historically, ZANU-PF would want to frustrate voters that are in the opposition strongholds, particularly in urban and peri-urban areas, and make it a bit difficult for them to register to vote. They know that by so doing, it will lower the opposition vote when elections are eventually held next year. And we also know that the ZANU-PF membership, we are told, is in a database linked, which is easier to link it with a ZEC database for the purposes of registration. So we are definitely sure that the majority of ZANU-PF members will have it easy to register to vote. And we know how ZANU-PF recruits in the communities. It is not that they have genuine membership, but they use a coercion to recruit membership through the traditional leadership. So if you have a ZANU-PF membership, which stands at about over 2 million, you rest assured that those people will be on the voters' roll. And then the opposition members or supporters, the majority of them will be frustrated and end up giving up in terms of registration. So that's another way of ensuring that ZANU-PF emerges victorious. So they will be doing every tricky work to ensure that the opposition voters are frustrated. But what is key, therefore, is for the opposition to send a clear message, communicate a clear message, and encourage its members to register to vote, to continuously monitor what is happening on the ground, and raise these issues, publicize these issues, and engage communities. The only challenge that we have had is that the opposition, in my view, it has spent too much time in boardroom discussing about the alliance. We know it has been boycotting elections since 2013, so it has not really given confidence, particularly in rural communities, those that support the opposition, because you don't have easy access to communication, unlike in urban, peri-urban areas where almost everyone now in Zimbabwe has access to social media, which opposition members spend most of the time on.
Thank you so much, Chris.
We have another caller. Blessing. Silombongeni, Mbongeni Sithole, also South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, Mbongeni Sithole.
Yebo, baba linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ungaphi kweSouth Africa?
Hayi, mina ngikhona lapha eJohannesburg.
Okay. Hayi, kuhle kakhulu. Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Hayi, yihle kakhulu le ndlela yena le lokumbizi nami abantu lokumbizi ngiyabakhuthaza ukuthi bahambe ekhaya beyobhalisa ukuvota. Hayi, kodwa kunzima mpela ebantwini lapha. Hayi, ngiyazama shemu. Sekuze kungathi ngabantu embadinayo shemu. Ngiyabatshela ukuthi hayi, no, lento le phela ililungelo lethu lokuthi sihambe siyobhalisa ukuvota ukuze kube nenhlala kahle ekhaya, ngoba sinje siyazifuna izindlu, wonke umuntu uyayifuna okokuthi abe nemizi, siphile kahle. Hayi, kodwa abanye shemu hayi abayiboni, bathi bona ba-right bona eSouth Africa. Ngithi phela lela lilungelo lethu lokuthi sivote lathi sibuyele ekhaya siyohlala kahle. Abanye bakhona babona mpela bathi hayi, uma befika ngoDisemba bazozama ukuthi babhalise, but abanye hayi, kunzima. Hayi, kunzima kakhulu. Kodwa hayi, vele kakhulu abaningi hayi vele abayi-understand le nto le, abayizwisisi kakhulu, bathi bona ba-right vele. Umgabe vele yinto leyana eyahlula kudala. Ngithi hayi, phela lento le ukuze umgaba aphume esikhundleni ukuthi thina sibambisaneni kakhulu. Uma singavoti uzokhutshwa ngobani? Abadala sebashona, abantu abaningi bashona bayaphela. So kufanele thina abantwana, yitho kufanele ukuthi sihambeni siphakameni kakhulu siyobhalisa ukuvota. Abanye hayi bayaku-understanda, but abanye hayi, kunzima.
Hayi kwezwakala. Nxa usithi wena kunzima ukuthi abantu bayebhalisa uthini kahle kahle la?
Bangathi kunzima ngithola ukuthi aba understand bona abayizwisisi le ndaba yokuthi bahambe bayobhalisa ukuvota. Mangithi mina hayi mangifika ngo-December laphayana abantu bathatha izithupha zabo bayobhalisa ukuvota. Uze umuntu ekutshela ukuthi hayi lokho vele ngokwenu okwepolitiki lokho bona abayingeni bona ba-right eSouth Africa.
Mhm. Hayi kwezwakala sibongile kakhulu ungadeli inhliziyo uqhubeke ulokhu ubakhuthaza abantu ukuthi bayenze ilungelo labo sibongile.
Hayi vela ngideli ngibhizi nakubo WhatsApp lapha abanye ngiyabafonela ngiyabatshela mpela ukuthi hayi asihambeni siyobhalisa ukuvota madoda. Abanye ngabahamba nyanga zonke ekhaya ngiyabatshela ukuthi noma lifika lapha nekhaya lingayeki madoda lithathe isithupha lihambe liyobhalisa. Hayi abanye ngempela bayizwisisa le nto engishoyo.
Mhm hayi
ngiyaqhubeka ngamandla nami ngiyaqhubeka ngamandla mpela ngibalokho ngibakhuthaza ukuthi madoda sambenini ngempela sinento leyi ithuba lethu lokuthi sizilungiselele isasa lethu abantu abadala laba sokuphelile kwabo but thina sisakhula lathi sizama ukulungisela abantu abethu impilo yekahle yebo
hayi kwezwakala hayi sibongile kakhulu ba
ngiyabonga ba
mhm listening yeah. He's some kind of activist. He says he's going all out to encourage people, although he says it's quite a hard battle, but he's trying by all means. He says on WhatsApp everywhere he's trying to tell people, please go and register.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about the diaspora vote and what Zimbabweans in the diaspora are doing to make sure that they participate in next year's elections. Of course, this external voting dates back to the time when Augustus was still in charge of Rome. That is back to the Roman Empire, although in modern times one can trace it to America, where you know some states started introducing these external voting systems. And in Africa, Zimbabwe's neighbors, South Africa, there is the diaspora vote. Also in Mozambique, you also go to countries like Kenya, countries like Senegal. There's this diaspora vote, but in Zimbabwe, it's there in the constitution, but the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is saying simply it does not have the resources. Let's go to Mr. Molokela. Mr. Molokela, are you still on the line?
Yes, blessing.
Yes, I take it you are going to launch your campaign under the banner of the MDC Alliance, right?
Something like that. It's not yet officially, because what is happening is that we haven't been asked to submit our CVs. So we're waiting for the leadership. So what's going to happen is I spent the last 6 months of my life focusing on the primary elections, which means that the people who vote are people who are active members of the party at ward level. So I've been engaging leaders of wards in Wange and some of the leaders in the district. That's what I've been doing, because the actual voters that I'm worried about for now are the people who are active in the party. And then after I win the primary election, I can now worry about the broader town and the broader constituents and the ZANPF and so on.
Before we take our next caller, Mr. Dr. Chimutu, are you on the line? Dr. Chimutu?
I'm still on the line,
okay. Just a quick one, just 30 seconds or so. The Zimbabwe Election Support Network is reporting that the number of youths who are going to register to vote is very low. Are you at all surprised by this?
It's not a surprise, because I think worldwide, you know, that age group, normally they don't vote. But it's a challenge to organizations like Zimbabwe, Adzoka Maibuye, Zimbabwe, and other civic groups to try to make sure that, you know, during this bliss period, you know, we just, you know, crack that nut, you know, to this age group, and to try to make sure that we mobilize this. Especially, let's adopt what is called a familial mode. No, let's not wait for politicians. Let's not wait for organizations. Let's mobilize, you know, our family members. Because if we do that, you know, as citizens at home, as citizens in the diaspora, then we ensure that this age group is going to register and vote, because these are people who are traditionally in Zimbabwe still living with their parents. Mm-hmm. So if we try to make sure that each parent takes the responsibility, or each guardian takes the responsibility to ask, you know, their children, have you registered? Then I think we can try to energize this age group.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Also, sorry, and can I just say also congratulations to Mkoma Daniel on this decision that he's going to contest probably, and also because he's a senior to me, you know, at both at college and in student politics.
Mm-hmm. I take it it's one vote.
I will switch my contract.
So it's a spoiled one.
No, it's a new voters' roll, so it's perfectly fine.
You have to go to Wange and register.
Thank you so much. Regatete unebwe mutereri vahove makadini.
Ndinofara makadini mukoma pleso.
Haisu tingotamba tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ni pfungwa dzangu ndidzokuti vanhu ngatingomanikidzirai tingozama zvinoita kuti tinorejesa kumusha uko. Nokuti nguva yatakatarisana inguva yakafanana nehondo yekuma 70 yatakaita kuti tizohwina Zimbabwe back. Vamwe vakashingirira kuenda vachisiya mhuri dzavo kuenda kure vachino, vamwe vakafirako havana kudzoka. Asi vashomawo vamwe vakadzoka. Saka zvakafanana naizvozvo zvatiri kuita, ngatiregei kuhla kuti tinosvika kumusha tikarambirwa kunzi tokoniwa kuvhota akurejesta. Handei tinorejesta, tirwise nepatinogona kusvika tagona kurejesta. Nokuti tikasadaro ramangwana revana vedu harizomiri zvakanaka.
Imi muri kuenda here mukoma hoyo?
Mari?
Imi muri kuenda here?
Ini handiregeri kumusha kwacho, ndiri kutoenda ndotonozama kurejesta, kana ndikakundikana ndodzokera futi. Izvezvi ndiri kutoenda ndonga pa next week apa ndoenda kumusha. Ndikakundikana kunoregista, ndichaenda pana December. Ndonoregista, handisi kuda kurega nokuti vatete vedu vamakarau ava vane vari kuto vadorasvika chaiko chaiko voda kuwedzera nyika kuti inde kwakaipa. Shuwa dai vangozama havo kuti zvinhu zviite, mareforms hapana. Saka izvi zvavaita zvokuti kunodiwa proof of residence. Ini ndingozikamwa ndine chitupa chekuZimbabwe, ndichikandika ndinoregistra panyika ndipanyika, hazvichinji kuti ndichaona kuregistra kubhuyera kunhingi kana kuti kwagutuku. Hayi,
aiwa tinotenda
zvapo, ndoona kuti panenge pakaipa. Vanhu ngatingoshingirirai, kwete zvinoti izvo. Ndoona hangu vanhu vachinji ndikuzama kutaura nevanhu, but vari kungoti takanguita vhota ipo hapana chinochinja. Hazvidi kuti tiore mwoyo, zvoda kuti tishingirire, tingoramba kudzamara tichahwina.
Tinotenda zvikuru vahove.
Zvakanaka mukoma Zulu.
Vahove Chris vari kutivo musaramwire munda makudo. Never give up. You must keep on keeping on, because I think many people are now saying that there are no elections at all. It's just electoralism. It's just a ritual. You know, the election is rigged and you just vote to, you know, it's just, you know. But you're saying that no, people must never give up.
Yeah, that's some very strong advice there. Let's go to we had Mr. Chimutu
and Mr. Molokele. I think Mr. Mabena.
Yes, Mr. Mabena, are you there?
Yes.
Mr. Mabena, we know you were a very strong member of the MDC and you left the party. But now when you look at this registration that's going on, what's your take on the position of the opposition in the country right now?
Well, it has taken too long for them to agree
on the alliance or the coalition of the opposition. We know the challenges that are there in the MDC alliance. Yes, it's a good thing that it has been constituted, but there are still challenges which they still need to address. Again, there's now a leadership vacuum because of the illness of Dr. Moken Tsvangirai. We don't know at this stage what extent it will affect the coalition or the work of the MDC alliance. We are seeing other opposition parties led by the National People's Party trying to coalesce with others outside the MDC alliance. So we are not sure to what extent this will affect or they will be able to work together, the MDC alliance and those that are outside the MDC alliance in the court. So unless, in our view, there's that strong coalition of the opposition, people might be reluctant to register to vote. But if there's a one presidential candidate, it then galvanizes the majority of Zimbabweans because they will know that a united opposition stands a better chance to defeat ZANU-PF in an election, given the current political and economic challenges that the country faces. But you will know our position as the Zimbabwe Communist Party, that in terms of our own analysis, we do not think that the 2018 elections will resolve the economic challenges, hence our call for the national economic dialogue, because the outcome of the 2018 elections is going to be contested, because you now have the discord around the voter registration, so you will have an outcome that is going to be contested, and that the result is that young people will not be able to get employment. They will continuously to flock to neighboring countries, increasing pressure in the local resources, which then leads to competition, xenophobia, and so forth and so forth.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is running out. Dr. Victor Chimutu, your last word in about 30 seconds. We are running out of time.
My last word is that please mobilize, you know, at work, at school, at college. Entire kutivano waende kuno register kutiva vote. That's the thing that we have to be talking everywhere, in buses, in schools, in combis, kumabasa. Wanungano register wa vote, that's the only way we can reclaim our country. Nekuti opposition leadership, the country is looking up to you. We are in a very strong coalition. Batana itika batana tinokunda nimbe kwese kwese.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Victor Chimutu. You also heard from Daniel Molokele, an aspiring member of parliament. And we had, of course, Mr. Ngabuto Nicholas Mabena of the group called Zimbabweans in South Africa. And to all our listeners, thank you so much. The name is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Blessing Zulu. Good night. We'll be right back.